Okay, today's daf is Tainus, daf Tezayin, and we are in the third parak here of Maseches Tainus. And we started the Mishnah. The Mishnah speaks about different types of tzaras. We're speaking about lack of rain over the past couple of days. But the Mishnah yesterday mentioned other types of tzaras, not just lack of rain, but other types of the crops not growing properly, and maybe a break in the rain action. That's what we saw. So we saw at the end of the shiur yesterday that the Gemara says, based on a brisa, based on the Tosefta, the second parak, that we also daven for the crops that aren't growing well in Shemitah, even though during Shemitah we don't use the crops, we don't work the land. So what exactly is the reason? So we saw machlokas between the Chavraya and Rebbe Zerub. Chavraya says because of Parnassas Goyim. What's Parnassas Goyim? So different pshatim in the Mefarshim, the Pnei Moshe said, because even if the Goyim are working the land this year, but we're going to have to work it next year. And if they think prices, if there's hardly any crop, and the price is going to go up even for next year. There are other days that say it's just Samishum Eva. But that's the Chavraya. But the Reb Zeira said, Mepnei Parnassas Chashudim, even those that are Jewish, that are working the land, we still daven for them, right? Even though that they are doing something wrong, right? The Karban Eida. Chashudim al chashudim lechol perish shvius, v'lasu davodis akarka b'shvius. Even those that are chashud, we still daven for them. So as the Gemara says, that really this machlokas about whether we care about the chashudim or not is really a parallel machlokas. Really a parallel machlokas. Says the Gemara, Asya, about 5 lines up at the bottom, Asya de Rebbe Zeira. Zeira, who cares about the Chashudim, who says he could daven like the Chashudim, holds like Rebbe, Karebi, Uda Chavraya, Karepinchas Ben Yor. And Chavraya, go like Karepinchas Ben Yor. Where is this machlokas between Rebbe and Karepinchas Ben Yor? The following, the Rebbe Zeira, where do we see Rebbe Zeira? Who said that you daven for the Parnassas Chashudim? Right? Where did Rebbe Zeira see, parallel to Rebbe? Because the following, Dubzir Karebi, Chad Safar, Havichashid al Peros Shmitza. There was a Safar. What's a Safar? The Karbonei that says either a teacher for the word sofer, right, or a haircutter, a Safar, right? But there was someone who was Chashid on Shmitah. Havisafar, Havichashid al Peros Shmitza. I soon got a Rebbe. They brought him to Rebbe to kind of like, you show him, right? So they expected Rebbe to berate him. He said to Rebbe to take care of business. And Amar Lon, Rebbe shows Rachmanis on him. Rebbe says, Ma Yevet Aliva, what should we do for this Aliva, this person who feels low and forgotten? Ubegin Chayivut Avad. He's working for his Parnasa. Meaning what? The Mefarshim explained, Rebbe Shita is that Shmita Bezman is Ez Durabanan. Shmita goes by, is connected to Yovel. Yovel is not Daraisa today because we don't have all the Shvatim in Eretz Yisrael in their proper place. Kol Yoshvei Aleha in their proper place. That's the Gemara in Erechin. That says Shvita is only with that reality. Kol Yoshvei Aleha and the Shvatim in their proper place. So because we don't have Yovel today, we don't have Shvita today. So Shvita, the whole thing today is Bezman HaZez Durabanan. So if the whole Shvita Bezman HaZez Durabanan, that's why Rabbi had Rachmanis on this guy, who was working for his Parnasa and he couldn't handle. Shvita is a very hard challenge. So he said, no, you know, I understand. I'm not condoning. I'm not, saying that this is a great thing, but he wasn't going to do anything, against him. So you see that Rebbe is following the Shita of, so to speak, having Rachmanis on the Chashudim. And that's parallel to Rebbe Zeira. And there is a mitzvah of Tochacha, but one always has to know when the mitzvah of Tochacha is going to be heard. And when one has to try to put themselves into the position of the other, right? That's one of the hardest mitzvahs. I don't remember by too many other mitzvahs where the Gemara says, oh, it's hard for us to do this nowadays. The Gemara in Erechin says, who knows how to give tochacha nowadays? And then, the next rabbi says, who knows how to get tochacha nowadays? Right? That's, they're both are challenging, but that is a mitzvah. It is a mitzvah. Mitzvah Reish Lamites in the Sefer HaChinuch, in Parshas Kedoshim. The Sefer HaChinuch says, Lochiach echad mi Yisrael, sheinu misnai kishura. There is a mitzvah to be mochiach, to reprove a fellow Jew who is not acting properly, bein bedvarim shebein adam lachaveiro, o bein adam lamakom, whatever area, Shneamar hochiach tochiach es amisecha velo sisa alav chet. V'amar b'sifra, minayin imachach to arba v'chamesh pa mivelo chazer, atachayav lachzer lo chicho. That's the double lashon of hochiach tochiach. Interesting, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter always says, right, es larabos. Hochiach tochiach es amisecha, es larabos atzvacha. Right, b'mochiach ourselves. Right, that's the hochiach tochiach. But again, it's a challenging mitzvah. We have to know the balance of giving tochacha, but really it has to be out of love. Right, that's why the Torah, the pasuk continues, v'losis alav chet. It can't be a tochacha that pushes somebody down that doesn't help the situation. Right, like the Gemara says in Yevamos, I think, k'shem shemitzvah lomar davar hanishma, mitzvah shalolo mar davar she'eno nishma. Right, if it's not going to work at all and it's just going to cause negative vibes, so then there is no mitzvah. We'd like to mention in the context of tochacha, of Aaron Salvatius' comment, where the word lohochiach means to reprove, as is used here, lohochiach echad mi Yisrael, but lohochiach also means to prove, right? Lohochiach, right, is to prove something, hochacha. So what does that mean? You prove, when I reprove, I have to prove to the recipient of my reproof that they're better than this. And zelo matim lahem. And that's how one really gives tochacha, not by pushing down, but by lifting up. And that's what Rav Aaron says there in his article about tochacha. That's what tochacha, the root of it is. And that's what the Sefer HaChinuch says here. Mishar shi ha-mitzvah. V'shiyesh bazeh shalom b'tova bein anashim. Ultimately, giving tochacha shows love and peace. And again, the tricky part is that often it doesn't feel that way to the recipient, but it has to somehow be felt that way. Shiach te ish le ish v'yochenu b'mis tarim yisnatzel lefanav v'yekabel esnatzuli. You do it in private. You don't have to do it in front of everyone. And then the chinuch ends, it says in this context, v'chol darchei atorah darchei noam v'desivoseha shalom. Therefore we have to make sure that we do it in a way that is appropriate. The smak, which also we like to mention in this context, has a separate mitzvah tes of being mekabel tochacha. Ehov es hatochachos. That's a separate mitzvah sasei, the smak has, right? Lamul arlas halev. Umal Hashem alkechas levavcha. So that's mekabel tochachos. So we're not sure which one is even harder, to give tochacha properly or to accept tochacha properly. They're both challenging, and the chinuch ends off. Umikom makom yesh lehit yashev l'chol bal nefesh. Ulahashkiach harbe b'inyanim eila. V'lachsho, v'liros, im yeto elas bedvar v'lachote shiochichenu. V'yiftach b'ashem, ki hu yazrenu b'hi lachmo im son av. So it's not a question of being machmir, it's just a delicate balance. Be machmir and do what? And give the tochacha, or be machmir and not to give the tochacha? There's no chumra and kula here. We don't have to just know exactly whether it is going to work. And the chinuch ends off. Right? It applies to all. Interesting. Women. Right? Does this reflect arvus? Discussion in Maseches Brachos, the Rosh, and the Dagah Merveh and Hilchos Kiddush about women and arvus, but it says they're included in tochacha. The overall level, ochich ben yishamarnu, bitel asei, v'ochu mikata risham she'osim came. We have to do our best. So again, Rebbe here felt that he understood the one who is brought in front of him, and the Gemara links the shita of Rebbe Zeira, who davened for the chashudim, with shita's Rebbe. So we continue now with the other side, and that is u'dechavraya k'rbinchas ben yar. The chavraya, the ones who said, no, we're davening during Shmita for the parnasa of the goyim, not because of the parnasa of the chashudim. So that's like a Pinchas ben Yair, right? Pinchas ben Yair wouldn't have davened for the chashudim. Why the following? Pinchas ben Yair, again, many amazing stories in Shas about Pinchas ben Yair and the donkey of Pinchas ben Yair who wouldn't eat without getting misered. So the Gemara says, Rebbe boy le mishmitza. One time Rebbe wanted a Matar Shemitah. What does that mean? Rebbe wanted a Matar Shemitah, Pazik and Chumash. So, as we just said, Bizman Hazeh, Rebbe held Bizman Hazeh, Shemitah is Durabanan. So maybe there was a certain type of situation where it was a Shas HaTchak, it was a famine, it was very hard. So maybe that year, Rebbe wanted to to get be matir shmitza, right? Shmita. It's like sometimes Rebbe did there. Remember the Gemara that talks about Tisha B'Av, that some Tanam Rebbe, I think it was, that the once Tisha B'Av was pushed off. Okay, maybe one of the Tisha B'Av this year, you know, once it was on Shabbos. But here, he wanted to be Matar Shemitah. So, Salagra, Pinchas Ben Yair, Lagabeir, Pinchas Ben Yair went to visit Rebbe, Amarle, my Ibura Avdin. So Rebbe says, no, how the crop's doing? How's the Tua doing? He was trying to like intimate to him that it's pretty bad. And that's why we need to do this, right? The Rev Chaim Kanievsky. Amalei Rebbe, Eich Asta Hatfua, Verotza Lirmos Lo Shalo, also Yafe, Vishasat Chaku. So he wanted to say, no, the wheat's doing pretty bad. Amalei Olshin Yafos. He said, no, the endives are good. So, Rebbe says back to him, maybe he didn't hear what I said. Umayibura Avdin says, no, what's with the crops, the wheat? He answers him again. Amalei Olshin Yafos. He says, the endives are doing fine. Right? Which he's trying to say that maybe you could suffice on endives and, you could still make do. Yada Rebbe delesli hu miskama ka'ime. Rebbe realizes that he doesn't have a, someone who's going to agree to him in this. And, okay. Amar le, but meanwhile, he says, Mishkach Rebbe mechol iman. Amar le, Mishkach Rebbe mechol iman petal tzivchad yomadein. He says, you want to have a little lunch with me? Right. Again, he gave up maybe getting him to agree to this, but, you know, Mishkach Rebbe, he says, would Rebbe, this is not, this is him talking in third person. Right. That's why it's a little confusing. Rebbe's talking. That's why it's, the gears on the side is Mari. Right. So do you want to, eat a little, tzivchat, a small yomadin today? I'm really in. He says, yeah. So sure, I'll eat with you. Rebbe was very excited. This story, the parallel story, with some other details is quoted in Chulin and Daf Zayin. There it says that Rebbe's face started shining when Rebbe Pinchas Ben Yair said he was going to eat lunch with him because he'd never eat lunch with anybody. He never said yes to anybody in terms of who he's going to eat with. So his face was shining. He was very excited about it, but not for long. Me nachas, when Rebbe Pinchas Ben Yair was coming down to eat in Rebbe's house, chama mulvasa de Rebbe Kaiman. He saw Rebbe had a bunch of white mules, these dangerous animals, had a bunch of white mules outside of his house. Amalei, so Rebbe Pinchas Ben Yair says, Amar Kali Lane, all of these animals, Yehudai Zainin, these Jews are feeding? I mean, what's going on here? Efshar Delochami Savra Fui Min Kadun. So he says that, you know, he basically turns around and he's not interested in coming. See the Chaim Kanievsky on this line. Efshar Shalo Yira Panai Me'achshav Shalo Esei Vimo. You know, I'm not going down to eat lunch, right? The lo chami, he's not going to see me sover apui, my face, min kadun from today. You know, I'm not eating here. So Shaman Kali, the servants kind of heard, you know, him, talking. Other than I'm on the Rebbe, he holds Rebbe. Rebbe must be still, he's in the kitchen now setting the table. He's like, he's not coming down. You can stop setting the table. Shalach Rebbe, boy, mefaisesay. So Rebbe sends and, you know, tries to be mefaisim, tries to, you know, say, no, please come. So again, here is not, it doesn't say what he said, but if you look there in Chulin, on Dav Zayin, it fills in some of the details. It says, okay, what do you, Rebbe obviously held that it was okay to have these quote unquote dangerous animals, if you guard them. So if you look here in the Chulin, it says, Omar, Malach HaMavis bebeis shel zeh, ani esod etzlo. That was Rebbe Pinchas Ben Yair's comment. The Malach HaMavis is here. I'm going to eat lunch with him. Shama Rebbe, nafag la'ape. Rebbe heard and went out. Amar le, mizavninalu. Okay, I'll sell them. Amar le, how's that going to help? They shouldn't have them either. Mafkarnalu, okay, I'll just be mafkar them. Mafshes hezeka, that's terrible. Then they're just going to be running around wild. Akranaluhu, I'll cut off their hooves. Like the Gemara says, okran al malachim in Avodah Zarah. Ikatzabalechayim, you can't do that. Tzabalechayim. Katilnalu, okay, I'll kill them. Ikabal tashchus, doesn't take anything for an answer. So there's nothing to do. And he tries and doesn't work. So what happens? So Rebbe Pinchas Ben Yair leaves. So back to our Gemara. Matun Bey Gabi Karte. So the Shlichim of Rebbe catch up to him next to Rebbe Pinchas Ben Yair's city. Right? Karta di Yerushalayim, we say in Zmiris, in Karibon. Amarle, Beni Karte, Carvenly. Rebbe Pinchas Ben Yair didn't want Rebbe Shlichim to come close to him. So he says to the ones, people from his city, can you please surround me and, protect me from these people who are trying? Carvenly, Nachtum Nekarte, they went down. Va'akvon Alavi, they surrounded him. Amr Lon, Rebbe, Du Boy Mephaisate. But they said, so the other people said, no, we're from Rebbe's, Rebbe wants to be Mephaisim. So, Shavkunin, Vazanla, they're like, okay, so we're leaving. So, because Ben Yair's people left. Right, they weren't going to surround him to protect him from Rebbe's people. So they left. Azunle. Omar, sir, Pinchas Ben Yair says, B'nai Dili, curvingly, he says to his family members, could you please come and surround me? And either they weren't there or something came quicker. Nachtas ishta min shemaya v'akvas yilavei. A fire came down from heaven and surrounded him. So he was on that level. Chazrin Rabban the Rebbe, so Rebbe Shlichim like said, okay, we're leaving. Right? They turned around and went back to Rebbe. Omar, Ho'ol, so Rebbe says, Ho'olo zachina misba, mine ba'al mahadein, if I didn't get to be satiated with him in this world, I didn't get him in this world, niskiv and nisba mine la'al madasi. Hopefully in the next world I get some time with him. But, this world didn't work, so Rebbe, I guess, always looks on the positive and hopeful for the next. Okay. So, but again, didn't work that Rebbe wanted to be mevatel. We continue with other types of Tsaris that happened, and again, remember we said that we don't do the 3-3-70, or straight to the Chamor days. Straight to the Chamor days. So Yardu, Litzmachim Avalol Ilan. If it rained somewhat, it rained enough to for some of the bush Tzmachim, the growths, right? Some of the maybe the wheat, but not for the trees. It wasn't enough for the trees. Avalol Ilan, Ilan Avalol Tzmachim, or rain for the trees, and not for the Tzmachim. The Gemara is going to explain which is good for what. Lazev, lazev, or if it rained enough for the trees and for the tzmachim, but avalo laboros, l'shich l'maros, not for filling up the pits and the caves for drinking water. Masriya nalei miyad, so all of those, again, you're masriya right away. So yarduk, so tzmachim avalo l'ilan. So when is that? If it rains and it's good for the tzmachim, there's some of the growth, but not for the trees. Tzivchat, tzivchat, that if it rains little by little, drops here and there, that's good for the tzmachim, but not for the ilan. If it rains softly, sagin sagin. If it rains for the trees and not for the tzmachim, that means if it rains a ton, so it goes all the way down into the ground, down to where the roots are of the trees, but it's too rough for the tzmachim. It'll just get washed away. Lazev lazev, avlo laboros l'shichin l'maros. Right, and what is that? So you would expect another line in the Gemara. So the Karmanei just adds in, if it rained enough for the trees, enough for the tzmachim, but it didn't rain a ton. Right, for drinking water, right, for, boros, shichin, amaros, right, so it didn't rain too much, so all of these are examples, where were masriya miyad. Masriya le miyad, tini, masriya la ilan beprasa pesach, you could, masriyan, remember we had yesterday from the Ritva, not like the Ravid. The Ritva masriyan means fasting and shofar, right, most chamor. So what do? Even if it's 2 weeks before Pesach, right, you still gotta, you gotta daven. Masriya la ilan beprasa pesach, Luboros l'shich l'maros v'pras v'atzeres. Even if it's before Shavuos, much later in the year, 2 weeks before Shavuos, and you don't have enough water to drink, then even 2 weeks before Shavuos, we go through this whole ceremony. Says the Gemara, we're talking about rain, drinking water. You don't have enough for drinking water, so why should there be a limit? You're like, say 2 weeks before Shavuos. Well, that's the latest. Me'ata filu yosem mikan. Right, even later, 2 weeks after Shavuos, you don't have enough drinking water. You should go through this whole process of the Seder Taniyos. So Gemara says, we're not going to do the normal, formal, davening, for the Tzaris then. Why? Yosem ikan maisa nisim. Vein masriya na maisa nisim. Davening for miracles is not something that we're going to do. So if it's not the rainy season, we're going to daven for the, so if it's on the border or even close by, I guess, Pesach and up to Shavuos. But after that, in the middle of the summer, you're going to daven and plead with HaKadosh Baruch Hu for rain. That's the Gemara says not appropriate. Not appropriate, and therefore, okay, it's a terrible tzara time. Got to figure out other ways to make it through, but not asking for rain in this case. This is, if you remember, a big topic about davening for miracles, right? Where does it come up? Hilchas Chanukah. Hilchas Chanukah is where it comes up. Because we know on Chanukah we're supposed to say Alah Nisim in benching. What if I forgot to say Alah Nisim in benching, and I remember before I finish benching? So the Rama quotes. The Rama quotes that if you're a member by the Harachamans, right, which is a raya that the Rama said the Harachamans and didn't end at Yechasreinu, but the Rama quotes in Tafresh Pebes, Yesh Omrim, Kishashachach al anisim avircha zamazim, kishemagia laharachaman, yomar, harachaman yasa al anisim aniflos, kishem sha'as isa la basena bayam haim as manazeb, bimei batas yo, bechulu. Quoting from the Rishonim, quoting from the Kolbo. And the question that's asked by the Achronim on this Ramah is, I understand al anisim where it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be in nodalacha. That's hoda'ah. But here, harachaman hu ya'ase, we're asking for miracles. Right, so have that flip go by, because you're not in Hodah anymore. But is it appropriate to daven for miracles? After all, what does our Gemara say? Our Gemara says here, no. Ein maskirin, ein masriyin amais anisim. Right, it sounds like the Lashon of the Gemara in Brachis on Daf Samach, ein maskirin mais anisim. Right, the Gemara there discussed if somebody's wife is pregnant and they already have six girls and they'd really like a boy. And they start davening and davening. Their wife's already pregnant. So the Gemara says, you can't daven once the pregnancy, you know, beforehand, fine. So the Gemara says, what about Leah? Right? Leah was pregnant, right, with Yosef, and she davened, and then the embryo flipped with Dina, right? So, ein maskirin maisa nisim. Right? The Gemara says that you can't, don't bring that up, right? Or others say that Maisa Leah was within the first 40 days. Okay, also interesting. But the Gemara says, "Man nefchalabas, emas kirim maisa nisim." So you're not supposed to daven for miracles. So many different answers given to that question based on that Ramah. One being shiny Chanukah. I think based on the Bnei Yisachar, Chanukah is miyuan l'nisim, and therefore, even if we generally can't daven for nisim, when it comes to days which inherent in the days are powers for miracles, so that's different. You could daven for miracles on Chanukah, right? That's based on the Minchas Yisrael. Dan White says that based on the Bnei Yisachar. Kimach Amar Shein L'spalo L'nisim Hakavana L'nisim Chadashim. Avol B'Chanukah Einanu M'spalo L'nisim Chadashim El Rak She Yumshach Aleinu Me'oso Ha'or Hamizgale B'Kol Shana V'Shana B'Chanukah Lios Lana Revach Hatzala Mikol Hakavim Aleinu and any tzaras that they're going through. So maybe that's why it could be different. But generally, there are other answers to that question. We'll see what there's time for later. But that's, Ein maskir mais anisim. We continue. Reb Brechia, Rabbi Chelba, Papa, B'shem, Reb Elazar, Pa'amim shag shamim yordim b'schus adam echad. It's possible that the rain could come b'schus one person. B'schus esav echad. One blade of grass. B'schus sada echad. One field. B'shloshem v'azag echad. It's all alluded to in one pasuk. U'metar geshem yiten lahem le'ish esav basada. Le'ish avalol anashim. Le'esav avalol asavim. Basada avalol basada. So you see, even for one blade of grass, even for one field, the whole rain could come down. If you look in the, in the Minchas Elazar here on this comment, on this Gemara, he says, I understand Mela, the schlus of one person. You know, you could have the rain. One field? What kind of schlus does a field have? Right, he says, how are we supposed to understand that? The kashim od halashim b'schus sada echad. Eizah schlus shayach basada. Ha'im chata o asta mitzvahs u'maisim tovim. Did the field do mitzvahs? Does the field have like schlus avos? Right, what kind of schlus is the field? And don't tell me, oh, like the land did a sin when it was created. That was like one time in history when it didn't bring the fruit. So how are you supposed to understand this? So he says it might be the Yerushalmi l'shitaso. Yerushalmi l'shitaso. You have to know Kala Tarakula here. The Yerushalmi in Shabbos says that there could be schuyos for inanimate objects. Where did the Yerushalmi say that? If you have the halacha was that the boards by the Mishkan, you have to set it up the same way as it was always set up. Because this board that was zochet to be on the north side gets to be on the north side also. Again. So he says, Keresh ha-zocha li-nasim batzafon din l'shanas mekomo v'hare mefurish lashon zocha b'keresh she'eno lo bal b'chira v'lo bal z'chus v'lo chova. So maybe here too. And then he says, which I don't understand this, but maybe someone out there does. He says, maybe based on, no, maybe ha-zchus ha-makom goreim. The a certain makom could be goreim. Like the famous Maisa of Rabbi Zusha. That's all he says. He doesn't quote what the story is of Rabbi Zusha. He says, based on the faith of Rabbi Zusha, I'm not sure what that is, but that's what he says. He says, the gam schuz amakam gorim, api maisa shoya, mea kodesh isha alokim, marina bzusha, zichri yonokina, mean polia. Okay. Maybe one day we'll figure out what schuz is gorim related to that story. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah. other rains, also a city that it didn't rain. It rained all over, but not in this one city. So that city's it's a tzara. It'll dry out. Also, ir mitzanu masras. That city, feas and blow shofar. And all the suburbs take part in it partially. They fast and they don't blow shofar. Rabbi Akiva Omer the opposite. Masrios avalo mesanos. The way they take part in it is that they blow shofar and they don't fast. We'll see what their machlokas is. Omer of Simon Ksiv Vimtav Dilirachaz Valirachaz Lo Amtir Chalka Achaz Timater V'Chalka Asher Lo Tamtir Ola Tivash. The pasuk quoted Zechusa Dechakla Avda. What does that mean? That the zechus of the field, you know, could help, right? The carbon eda says. I mean, chalka achas timater, veloksev al chalka achas amtir. So you see, there's a concept of a zechus of a field, like we said earlier. Bibnei arba dvarim yordin milamalan. There are four reasons the mefarshim explain. You know, there are a lot of oceans in the world. What do we need rain for? Just do irrigation from the oceans. What do you need it to evaporate into the clouds and then come back down? Four reasons why you can't just rely on like the water below. Some people could be very strong and aggressive and take all the water themselves. And also, sometimes in the air there are evil or negative, dangerous dews. So with the wind, if the water goes up in the evaporation into the clouds and then the wind, it cleans out the air. Sheha elyon shosa kenamuch, and also so that the higher level plants that need the water could also get like the lower, and if it was just from the ocean, that the lower ones would get all of the moisture. Sheha kol tolan enayim al shamayim, and that we daven. If it's just like in the Nile River in Egypt, you don't have to daven because it's all there, right? Hashem wants us to daven. Period. Just like the Gemara about the man. Mischus losh adram akshem yardim, three zechuyos, rain comes. Bischus haaretz, bischus hachesed, bischus hayisurin. Ushloshtem v'pasuk echad, all learned out from this pasuk. Im l'shevet is yisurin, im l'artso, im l'chesed yamtzi ehu. Ba'avon abarna adram akshem netzarim, four averes cause rain to stop. Ba'avon, avdi avodazara, umegali arayis, v'shovchei damim. The big three cause rain to stop. We're going to quote a pasuk for each one. And also, people who promise to give tzedakah, and then they don't give tzedakah. They promise, they want to get the Misha Berach, and want to get all the credit, and then they don't send the check in. So where do you see all this? Bavon, over the Avodah Zarah, Minayin, how do you know Avodah Zarah? We say it in Shema, twice a day. Hisharmo lachem pen yiftel, levavtem, v'sarnim, avatem, l'hum achirim, v'gomer, v'aksib asrei, v'chara af Hashem b'chem, v'atar az Hashemayim, lo yem atar. Right? That they have Avodah Zarah. Causes a lack of rain. Vavon megali arayis minayin. Vatachanifi eretz biznusayich uberaasech. Ma onshel shaldavar. And what is the, right, what is the, punishment for that znus? The manu revivim umalkosh lohaya. There wouldn't be rain. Vavon shofchei dami minayim. How do you know about murder? Ki adam hu yachnif es haaretz. We darshin. Ki adam hu yachin af al haaretz. Blood will cause Hashem's anger to come to the ground. Bavon poskim barav mevein anostim inayim. I don't know about that one. Nisiyim baruach vageshem ayin. There won't be rain. Ish mishalel b'mata sheker. Somebody who takes praise in a false matana. Right? So that's what all these four averas cause a lack of rain. Chamish shemas nikru lo. Clouds have five words. You can say cloud using five words. Eid, av, anan, nasi, chaziz. Five words that mean cloud. Eid minayin, that's the beginning of the Torah. Ve'ed yalem en aretz, right? The eid, the cloud went up and caused the rain. Av, thikshu ma'ave es harakia. Why is a cloud called an av? It thickens the rakia. Hinei anochi bo'y lecha ba'av he'anan. By Harsinai. Anan, shuoses abrios anavim. Anan is from the word anav. Humble. It makes people humble. Elu la elu. What does that mean? It means if there's a clouds, which means a lot of rain, everybody's getting along with each other and everybody has plenty of parnasa, so it's easier to get along with each other. Right? That's why people are humble to each other when there's clouds, which means rain. Nasi, shuose bali batim kinesiim. When it rains a lot, then people could be like princes. They all have enough. They don't have to grovel, asking other people for help. Ma'ala nasiim, mixei ha'aretz. You see the pasuk that talks about nasi. Chaziz, Why is cloud called a chaziz? She'oses harakia chizyonos chizyonos. It makes the rakia, the heavens, chizyonos, patches, meaning there's clouds and there's sun and there's clouds and there's sun. Hashem ose chazizim. Period. One more line. V'chol ha'masriyos. So we had a machlokas in the Mishnah. There's rain all over, but not in that city. So the Tanakhama says, you fast and don't blow shofar. And the Bekiva says, you blow shofar and you don't fast. So the Tanakhama says, you could have fasting without shofar. Where do you see that? Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur. You fast, you don't blow shofar. Okay, once every 50 years you blow shofar on Yovel. But generally, there's no shofar on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur. At the end, we have a Zecher. Rabbi Akiva Omer Masriyos Havalo Masanos. Rabbi Akiva says, no. Shofar and no fasting. Shekim Asana Rosh Hashanah. Masriyin Havalo Masanos. Like Rosh Hashanah, we have Masriyin, we have shofar, but we don't have fasting. The Mordechai and other Gaonim quote this Yerushalmi. Right, we quoted this 2 days ago. About the halacha, about fasting on Rosh Hashanah. So the Mordechai quotes in Rosh Hashanah, he quotes, various sources that prove that you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. And one of the sources that he quotes here in Taf Shin Ches, he says, Umina Talmud Minayin, how do you know in Shas that you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah? Dahachi Tani Bi Yerushalmi. This is in the Yerushalmi. I'm sorry, Mina Brisa Minayin, the Tanya be Yerushalmi, right? The Yerushalmi quotes Kol Svi Voseha Masrios Velo Masanos Shekin Masina Rosh Hashanah. Right, that's what this is. You find Rosh Hashanah, you have shofar and no fasting. Right, this is the line. How about the Gaonim that say you should fast? So they will probably say this means that you don't have to fast, but not that you're not allowed to fast. That's how they would have to read this Gemara. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the Mishnah. Hashem, we will pick up with this next time.